Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. So happy to have Marge Rosner. Marge is the co-managing broker for the Long & Foster office where I hang my license here in Northwest Washington, D.C.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Marge, you've been a broker for quite some time, have been a practicing agent for many years. Mm-hmm. Tell us just a little bit about yourself and about our office, how many agents we have, and our focus on the luxury market within Washington, D.C., and so on.
Okay. I've been a broker for more than 25 years, mm-hmm. and was in sales beforehand, had a successful sales career, and then just decided that it would be fun to have my clients last for longer than my buyers and sellers did. And got into management. We do a lot of training. We have the largest Long & Foster office in the city, mm-hmm. about 265 people. Mm-hmm. Last year, we did a significant volume, and we are having a really good spring. The market's crazy, and mm-hmm. we're having fun.
Fantastic. Recently, I went to a Luxury Alliance mm-hmm. meeting and discussed the strength of our brand with Christie's mm-hmm. and how Christie's as a luxury brand in the Washington, D.C. market, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, all three jurisdictions, that we sell more real estate than any other broker. In fact, the top two brokers combined sell less luxury real estate than we do at Long & Foster.
That's true.
Why do you think it is that... Now, clearly, Christie's as a brand, it's the only luxury brand where you have to have $1 million-plus property to qualify for Christie's, whereas the other fine properties and so on, they don't have that stipulation. They can list properties in any price range. So we really do have a specific brand for the luxury market in Washington, D.C. So if someone's listening and they've got a $3-10 million property, the best exposure is going to be through Christie's and its affiliates around the globe. What's your experience with luxury sales within the office? How are we seeing that market in Washington, D.C. right now?
Luxury market is pretty brisk. Mm-hmm. I think we kind of look up to $1 million, $1.5 million to $2 million, and then above $2 million as mm-hmm. part of that marketplace. Under $1 million is multiple offers selling off the shelf. Mm-hmm. When you get into the Christie's brand, $1 million plus, again, up to about $1.5 million, properties are selling in days if they're appropriately priced. Over $2 million, they may take a little bit longer, but the Christie's brand is really pretty significant. We are the largest Christie's affiliate in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We have huge international connections, a very large presence in China, and one of the abilities that we have with our luxury marketing is to reach overseas mm. and to bring in marketplaces where people have money, want to bring money to the United States, buy luxury properties, and the Christie's brand is well-known, well-respected around the world.
I completely agree with you. My experience in the training that I've gotten since I've joined Long & Foster about 3.5, almost 4 years ago, it is stupendous. It is actually stunning. If you're listening, you're thinking of selling your home, maybe interviewing brokers, be sure that you interview a Long & Foster broker, one of the agents within our company for your luxury property, because what Christie's brings to the table is head and shoulders better than the small potatoes that these other companies give. So you really need to do yourself a service and call one of the Long & Foster agents. We're right on Jennifer Street, mm-hmm. Actually just downstairs here in the WMAL building.
Right.
And so it was a long walk up the stairs to the fourth floor for you. Glad you made the trip.
Thank you very much.
So let's actually move our attention now to the quadrants of the city.
Okay.
All right. So we always have thought of Northwest as being the strongest market. Historically, it's been the strongest market in my lifetime since I was born in 64. But we've seen strength in, seems like, all four quadrants, from northeast to southeast to southwest. Can you sum up or give a description of what your experience is?
First of all, D.C. is a bunch of micro markets.
Yes.
Even within Northwest, we have a number of very, very different marketplaces with different demographics, different interests, different points of view. What's been remarkable and really quite wonderful is to see some of the development in other than what is sort of most familiar, which is sort of Northwest. The Southwest waterfront, complete transformation of the waterfront. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't recognize it from, say, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Upscale condominium development, it's stunning. It's mm-hmm. really, really mm-hmm. lovely. And if you haven't been down there to see it, you owe yourself the opportunity to take a Sunday drive down and just walk around the waterfront. You can see what is, you can see what will be, and it's great opportunities. Mm-hmm. Anacostia, the other side of the river, or even this side, Navy Yard, and in that marketplace, huge amounts of development going on. Anacostia has some historic areas that are really, really beautiful. And if you are standing sort of at maybe 24th and Alabama Avenue, that would be southeast, looking out over the river, the views are really lovely. And I think that people historically haven't thought about Anacostia as a place to buy real estate and start having a life.
Mm-hmm.
Capitol Hill,
mm-hmm.
the inventory on Capitol Hill is gone in a flash.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring almost anything to market in Capitol Hill, and it will sell in very, very short order with multiple offers on it.
Mm-hmm.
Northeast, there are some beautiful, beautiful neighborhoods. You know, Costco decided to build a gigantic store with the gas station
mm-hmm.
In Northeast. And if you drive out there anywhere, you're going to drive through Brookland and a couple of other neighborhoods where the housing stock is very, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Some wonderful old Victorians, some mm-hmm. wonderful 1930s, 1940s housing stock.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a section of the city that doesn't have really, really beautiful housing
mm-hmm.
in a whole range of price points for people who are looking for almost anything. You
mm-hmm.
can find houses that are done to the nines. If you want to do renovation, you can find houses that are just waiting for you to do little things or big things. And there's also a market for teardowns.
Mm-hmm.
DC only has so much dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there looking for properties that are in serious distress to knock them down and put up something brand new.
That is this microcosm, which is Washington, D.C., has all, and maybe I should call it a macrocosm, that has lots of microcosms within it. The historical economics of Washington, D.C. real estate went through a tremendous downfall during the late 1960s and remained there, really in the, sort of this pit for mm-hmm. about 25 years to 30 years. And before recovering in the mid to late 90s, starting a recovery at that point and really taking off in the 2000s. And now that we're 2017, it has all the feelings we have. I have this feeling like our city is going to be as expensive potentially as major metropolitan areas such as San Francisco and New York City and other places. And it's kind of difficult, honestly, to see it have gone so far and not think it has to stop. There has to be a cap to it. And yet the demand is there and the money is there. And like you said, the quality of the housing, the stock and the views, and it's a beautiful city.
It is a beautiful city.
And so you can't really judge from history, especially when something goes into such a significant correction. It's really only now coming back to where its historical trend line would be. And maybe isn't even there yet, where we could see prices go up another 20 to 30% before we finally rest in the station. So, especially with the low interest rates that we have. So, good time to buy. Good time to be a seller for sure, because you see lots of demand, a lot of interest in that. Tell us anything else that you'd like to share with our audience. We've got a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think back to the first inflationary market that I experienced as a real estate broker.
Okay.
And I can remember there were multiple offers, and this would have been in the late 1980s, and I hadn't been licensed all that long. But I remember thinking, oh, the prices just can't go any higher.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. People mm-hmm. aren't going to pay these numbers. People can't afford these numbers. And then we got into a downturn of the market, which does happen. And then we got into my second inflationary market in the later 90s, and I thought, oh, it can't happen again. The numbers are crazy. I ran across a Washingtonian magazine recently cleaning out some archives, and the cover story was residential real estate is at $100,000. What can you buy for $100,000? And I looked back at that and I look forward at where we are now. I don't actually think we're going to stop or cap. I think that over small periods of time, 3, 4, 5, 8 years, you see inflationary periods followed by dips or flat lines.
Yes.
But the curve is always upward. I think it always will be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that especially in certain neighborhoods, mm-hmm. we're approaching New York, we're approaching San Francisco, mm-hmm. and that's not going to stop.
Yes. Marge Rosner. She's the co-managing broker of the Long & Foster office here in Northwest D.C. on Jennifer Street, manages 265 agents. Folks, if you're looking to find a real estate agent, get in touch with us today. Our toll-free number is 800-900-9104. That's here at the Eric Stewart Group, and we'll help you find a great agent within Long & Foster. And if you'd like to speak with Marge, reach out to me, and I'll make the introduction. Additionally, if you're thinking of getting your home ready, request a copy of the Market Ready Guide. You can download it for free at ericstewartgroup.com. I'll be right back with more. Lots to come. Don't go away.